Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter. Mesecht ist Avodah Zarah, Perek Dal Mishnah Vav. Avodah Zarah, Shenichua Oivdeha. They abandoned the Avodah Zarah. Shenichua, they left it alone, Oivdeha, those that serve it. They moved away and they're not coming back, and they left the Avodah Zarah here. Is that as if they were Mavatal the Avodah Zarah? Says the Mishnah, it depends. B'shas Shalom, if it happened during a time of peace, they weren't in a panic to leave. So Mataris, obviously it proves that they don't believe in it anymore. That's why they left it. It's like when you move away, you leave the things you don't need. But B'shas Mulchama, if they had to run during a time of war, Asura, because it could be, in panic, they forgot to take it, but not that they meant to, like, dump it. Vayter says in the Mishnah, Bimois Yo'ois Shel Malachim. What are Bimois Yo'ois? They're carved stones that were placed along the route that the king was expected to take. Now, when the king came by, so the Galachim would set up their Avodah Zarahs on these, like, stones so that the king would stop and bow down to them as he passed through. Zakh the Mishnah, Reilu Mutarais. These stones are mutar. You'll not have enough from them. They're not usher as things that are used to serve Avodah Zarah. Why? Because they are set up over here not as official stands of the Avodah Zarah. They're just a place to keep the Avodah Zarah on them when the king passes by. As a matter of fact, sometimes the king would take a different route. They weren't even sure the king would come by over here. So in a Hanami, they would put the Avodah Zarah on it, but this isn't called something that was committed to serve the Avodah Zarah. So again, chazring over, and Avodah Zarah that they just left it, and it doesn't seem that they're coming back. If it was a time of peace, it's mutter. Obviously, they don't care for it anymore. If it was a time of war, then it could be the reason they left it is because Pasha, they panicked, not because they don't believe in it. Therefore, it would still be Asur Bahanoah. Bima is Yois. It's a lot like a bima. This, like, these carved stones that were set up. Basically, was set up for the king. But if he takes this route, they pop their Avodah Zarahs on it, and he would bow down to it. But it's not really made officially for the Avodah Zarah to always be on this. Only when the king passes. Mamela, it doesn't get the din of Tashmishei Avodah Zarah, and the stones are Mutar Bahanoah.